Thanks for getting me out of the house tonight. Honestly, I've been such a hermit lately. This has been really nice. Good food, lots of laughs.
A few $14 cocktails.
Yeah. My bank account will hate me tomorrow. But hey, you offered to drive.
It's the least I can do for letting me stay with you this week.
My car is parked so far from the door to the restaurant. It's crazy. I drive by this place all the time, and it's never as busy as it was tonight. The brisk night air feels good to breathe in after a night surrounded by strangers. It's been really nice having you stay with me. Something to shake up my routine a bit. I really needed someone to pull me out of my funk, and you always were the party animal of the group. I didn't realize how much I needed this until about halfway through dinner. I was laughing so hard my stomach started to hurt, and I can't remember the last time that happened. Probably the last time we were together, actually. It's felt a bit like old times. You haven't changed at all since I last saw you. That was maybe 2 years ago now? We used to be roommates, told each other everything. We were in multiple group chats together. But life just kind of took us in different directions. I can't believe how quickly time has passed.
So, what should we do tonight? Movie or just scroll on our phones aimlessly enjoying each other's silent company?
Oh yeah, definitely the second one. I just need to shut my mind off.
Work's been rough this week, huh?
I don't even want to talk about it. There's something different about the way you look at me as we approach my car. You're staring at me expectantly, for some reason. It's making me a little nervous. You're standing so close to me, looking at me as if you're expecting something.
The keys? I said I was driving you back to your place, remember? Right around that third cocktail?
Oh, shit. Yeah, sorry. Here, let me just... come on, I know they're in here somewhere. It's been so long since I enjoyed a night out. And even longer since I had a cocktail. So the few I did have seemed to have gone straight to my head. I set my purse on the hood of my car to get a better look inside. Why do I have so much stuff in here?
Why do you have so much shit in there? No wonder you can't find anything.
Oh my God, I was literally just thinking that. Like, right before you said it, I was thinking it.
Some days I think I know you better than you know yourself.
It's true. You do know me really well, even after years apart. But you like to think I'm this predictable, innocent person. I think some things about me could still surprise you. You were my first queer experience all those years ago, and you like to rub that in. You said you knew I was into you back in high school, before I even fully realized myself that I wasn't straight. You've always had a way of getting under my skin. It's not surprising that you were the first one. Okay, so you know me, but you don't know everything.
There isn't a single thing you could do that would surprise me. Face it, you're basic.
Oh, basic, huh?
Yep.
You step closer to me so that I have to lean back onto the hood of the car a little. You lean into me. Your lips inches away from mine. It feels like a challenge, an invitation. Instead of leaning forward to kiss you, which I know you're expecting, I push you gently out of my way and walk to the side of the car. I open the door to the back seat and stare at you. You have this puzzled, slightly shocked look on your face, and I have to hold back a smile. Get in. You climb into the back seat of my car, all the way over to the far side, and I follow you, closing the door behind us. As soon as I turn to face you, you lean in to kiss me. You're dominant and in control most of the time, and usually I'm happy enough to just go along with it. Your lips are warm and soft, and you bite down a little on my lip as you pull away. I have no idea what's come over me, but when I lean in to kiss you again, I place my hands on your shoulders and push you back up against the door of the car.
What are you?
Spread your legs.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.